joining us for Coffee at KYUK to talk about the cookie extravaganza and holiday traditions are Bev Hoffman and my mom, Kathy Baldwin, from the YK Delta Lifesavers. Hello, ladies. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
So, Bev, let's start with you. How are you adapting your holiday traditions during the pandemic while still able to celebrate and connect with loved ones?
Honestly, it hasn't been that easy. Our kids were supposed to come home for Christmas, but we had to make that tough decision that travel, non-essential travel, isn't a good idea right now. So a lot of ours is FaceTime. We're celebrating quietly in anticipation of the day we can be noisy and gathering again.
Excellent. How about you, Mom?
Well, luckily we have you and your family here, and you're in our bubble. So that helps a lot. But our son is in Las Vegas, and he usually comes up for Christmas, and he won't be able to come this year. So that's tough. We'll go ahead and celebrate kind of how we usually do, but with less people, which is too bad.
This is the first time in, except for Colin was away for Christmas 1 year, he said, but we've never not been together at Christmas. So it's hard, but we're better off than some families. Some families are lost people, or they're suffering with sickness. So you celebrate how you can, and you wish comfort and joy for those who are less fortunate than we are right now.
Yeah, it's not an easy year. I feel spoiled that we have our bubble and two kids who are very excited about Santa and the holidays. But we'll get through it, and hopefully this time next year we'll be all together again. So we're talking about the Cookie Extravaganza, which is an annual event here in Bethel. Can you tell me, what's the cookie extravaganza usually like? Bev, let's start with you.
Oh, okay. This is the 27th year of the cookie extravaganza. It's a huge fundraiser for the YK Delta Lifesavers. And yes, it is very different this year. We usually have over 100 people show up, and I say go, and they all get their own cookies. And this year is a little different because of COVID. We are pre-making up 2-pound containers that we're selling for $25 per container. And people will be able to pre-order their container and then pick them up. No picking your own cookies this year, which is, you know, just know that there will be a lovely assortment of Christmas cookies in each container.
Mom, can you tell me, what's it going to look like this year? So you guys will be in the fitness center and people pull up to the curb, or how does it go?
We're going to put everything together on Saturday, and then on Sunday, after people order them, they will be able to just drive up, and I think they're going to be out in the lobby area, and probably one person will be out there, and they can just drive up and walk into the not the lobby, but the entrance, and then just pick up their cookies.
Yeah, and I'll add in there, we'll have a list of all the people that pre-bought their cookies, and we'll just cross their name off, and here's one, two containers that you ordered.
So Bev, how can I order cookies this year?
It's a little, it's a little different. It's so different, and we know it's going to work. But Friday, people will be able to call your mom, Kathy Baldwin, at her number, 545-1405, Kathy Hansen at 545-0909, and me at 543-3239. And people will be able to call from 1 to 4. We keep a list. We take their debit credit information. We keep a list. And we'll know how many containers we're dealing with. And then Sunday, we'll make available, starting at 9 o'clock, however many containers we have left over, we'll announce that. Here's the link. you go to and pay for it.
And that part's on Facebook.
And that part will be on Facebook, yes. The phone numbers of Kathy Baldwin, myself, and Kathy Hansen are going to go on Tundra Drums.
Great. Okay. And we'll put a link in this web post as well. Okay. So let's jump back. Whose idea was the cookie extravaganza? And I guess I was 10 years old for the, I think I even remember the first one. Whose idea was it?
You know, I'm not really sure exactly whose idea. The Lifesavers committee would get together and just come up with different ways to raise money. We had dances. We had Santa Claus, you know, pictures with Santa Claus. We had all kinds of things we did. And then one time, it was probably Nancy Elliott maybe that came up with the idea. Yeah. It's just been going ever since. And it really is fun, you know, when we can do it the normal way. Because people have been lining up for a long time. And then all Bev says, go. And in sometimes 8 minutes, the cookies are gone. It's just amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. 250 pounds of cookies. I just was reading in a memory in 2018 was 250 pounds of cookies went in about 30 minutes and we made over $3,000. So this year we're actually selling them cheaper than we did last year. Just we really wanted to do this. We didn't want to say no COVID, no cookies, because it's Christmas and the cookie extravaganza has always been a part of the merry Christmas in Bethel.
It is such an awesome tradition. I love knowing that Nancy Elliott started it, because that woman she's responsible for so many baked goods over the years.
She's going nuts now. Fudge and key lime pie.
So I'd love to hear about what you two are baking for the cookie extravaganza. It sounds like you're already at work. Bev, do you want to start? What have you been working on?
I only make 3 different types of things every year. And I count on the cookie extravaganza for anything else I need. But I make the most awesome almond sugar cookie that this year is in the form of a fish and a tree. And then I make a ginger molasses. It won the Good Morning America Christmas cookie contest. It wasn't mine, but it won. So I use that every year. And I throw in a little bit of cayenne for that. And then I make really fun fudge, heavy with walnuts.
Oh, yum. That sounds delicious. Okay, Mom, what about you? What are your cookies this year?
Well, I kind of do the opposite. I end up doing new cookies every year, and I'm not sure why I do that. But this year I'm going to do pumpkin cookies with like little sandwiches with frosting in between. And then some Czech cookies that are black and white Czechs, and they actually are from the Czech Republic.
Which is where some of our ancestries from.
That's right.
I've been collecting cookies. Somebody brought, my cousin brought, Don Samuelson brought over these cranberry cookies to die for. She gave me some, I didn't steal one. She gave me from our tundra cranberries. And so, I mean, it's an incredible cookie. Wow. Yeah.
Yum.
Oh, and somebody else brought 9 dozen, the Roll Whitney girls and the Coggins daughter made 9 dozen gingerbread cookies, all frosting and everything. So beautiful. Yeah. That's what I've seen thus far.
Nice. Well, I know Debbie Fairbanks has already made 15 dozen cookies, and we're getting about half of them, I think.
Wow. So sugar.
Are those the monster cookies?
Yeah, the monster cookies with chocolate, with M&Ms.
Wow. Yeah. I think Paul, my husband, might be a little upset that you're not making your classic chocolate chip cookie recipe, Mom, which are, he claims are the best. He's like, why would you ever make another cookie if you can make these?
Well, we try to tell people not to make chocolate chip cookies because we probably would get, you know, way too many.
So anyway, yeah, and he gets them anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
true.
Spoiled son-in-law.
He is. The funny thing is, he actually prefers these cookies without the chocolate chips, and my mom actually makes them for him that way.
Spoiled son-in-law.
Are there any other recipes that you make around the holidays that have like maybe a special family tradition or I don't know, something that your parents made? Bev, let's start with you.
Not so much my parents. We're glad to get food on turkey on the table with 11 of us living in the house, right? But John's mother made a curry cauliflower that has become a Hoffman family tradition and other families too that just love her curry cauliflower. And then an Italian friend of mine said his mother used to run out in New York City and get fresh raviolis every holiday. And so, goofy me, I started making homemade raviolis for the holiday. But the fun thing that I enjoy doing for friends and family is I make tons of moose burritos, 100 some moose burritos, and pass them out before Christmas, like the 23rd, 24th, because how crazy it is. So that's been my tradition, moose burritos.
They're delicious.
I love that tradition. That's one of my favorites, Bev. Mom, how about you? I'm trying to think of what some of our family recipes are.
I was thinking that maybe for dessert for Christmas, do a cake that my dad used to make. It's just a velvet chocolate cake. And then he would always frost it with green frosting. And that was the only thing. He wasn't a baker. And that's the only thing he would ever make.
And for me, you know what? I don't care about the turkey, the potatoes, the gravy, anything. All I really care about is that sourdough sausage stuffing that John makes. That is Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's what I care about.
That sounds great.
Really good. Yum. Anyway. Well, if he has any extra.
Never, no, none. No extras.
Mom, I'm excited about that cake. I had no idea that Grandpa baked a cake, and I know the boys, my boys, will love green frosting. Originally, the Cookie Extravaganza was a fundraiser to get our swimming pool built, and now we have it. So where does the funding go now?
One thing that it does is it has helped give kids a chance to have swimming lessons at the pool, and we've done a lot of other things with it too, as far as getting people into the fitness center. But now we're working on getting a big gym built. That it's the second part of the fitness center. But it's something that's really important. That's really needed in Bethel. There really isn't a place for kids and adults to go and, you know, play basketball anymore. And I don't know, what, we just have one gym now, and or two gyms, I guess, at Gladys Jung and the high school, and that's really about it. And so it'd be really nice to have a place for community members to go and play basketball or be able to be together and have another place to go in Bethel.
Mm-hmm. The thing about the endowment fund, which all the proceeds go into the YK Delta Lifesaver endowment fund at BCSF. And from there, we're able to contribute $10,000 a year towards, like Kathy said, swim programs, half price on Saturdays, help, like if people are coming from out of town, We've bought swimsuits. And then phase two was always a part of this whole healthy infrastructure need here in the community. And then when we lost the armory to the fire, that totally eliminated gym access to the community, to the adult community of Bethel. And so it's become even more important that we address that need in this town of 6,000 people plus.
So it sounds like buy some cookies this weekend, and eventually we may have a place to have an open gym again someday. Yes.
Also, anybody that wants to make cookies, it's not too late.
They can drop them off on Saturday starting at 9 o'clock to 2 p.m. at the fitness center.
We're probably getting close to wrap-up time, but I'm curious if you have any advice or tips or thoughts to share with people who are probably making sacrifices this year to stay home and stay safe during the holidays. And Bev, let's go to you on that.
There's joy to be found in little things. And I think that's what we need to concentrate on this year. And really, the other thing is, if you can do a kind deed for somebody you know is having a hard time, do it.
How about you, Mom?
I agree with Bev. I think you can always find joy in everything that you do, even though you may not be doing it with all the people that you would like to be with. Yeah, just spread as much joy as you can to people who are in need, and yeah, just celebrate, and we're all doing the best we can.
That was Bev Hoffman and my mom, Kathy Baldwin, talking about the 27th annual Cookie Extravaganza, which takes place this weekend. For more information about where you can donate or purchase cookies, visit the Yukon Kuskokwim Fitness Center Facebook page or check out the Coffee at KYUK show notes on kyuk.org. I'm Katie Basil. Thank you for joining us on Coffee at KYUK.